5th here.
Okay, Meg is online and Jay is excused for those that maybe have a hard time hearing. Okay, well, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. I'll make a motion to approve the May 10th agenda. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded by Katie. Any discussion? No. Okay, hearing none. Mark, could you please call the roll?
Yes. Kinley Lister?
Yes.
Carrie Case?
Yes.
Meg Lister?
Yes.
Katie Holmlin?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes. Motion passes 4-0. Next, student presentation. We have the second grade with us tonight. For those that are listening, so second grade teachers. That's okay. Just make sure you, because I know there's people listening. It would be nice for them to be able to hear you and introduce yourselves. So take it away.
Yes, through that mic. Apologies.
Okay.
So we, Ethan and I are both first year, second grade teachers, so we were learning a lot with you guys, right? I didn't know that quite a few times, you guys. So it was a really fun experience to be able to study Alaska mammals. On the radio it said we were representing whales. So if you're expecting a whale presentation, that is not what you're getting. Today we're going to be talking about how we, the process of what we did to do our mammal reports.
So, my name is Ethan Briner. I'm a first year second grade teacher, like Michelle said. This was a very fun science unit for me to teach. I still remember doing it when I was in second grade. It's like 16 years ago. So hopefully they remember it as well. So one of the cool things with this unit is that it integrates a lot of units, so a lot of content from different parts of the curriculum. So there's science, obviously. There's reading, it's a lot of science reading, so it's informational texts and all that. We learn how to research and take notes and learn all about that, so we don't take whole sentences, just important bits and pieces. Also, it's very technology heavy. There's a lot of technology involved. They use their iPads to go on apps like Seesaw to find assignments. We use an app called Epic Reading where they can go and just type in their Alaskan mammal and it'll pop up all the books and videos and different things about it. And we use that pretty heavily in my class, at least, for our research. And then also it integrates writing when we're actually writing our notes and our rough drafts for our actual presentations. And then also the art aspect. We drew a lot of pictures of the mammals. We did, obviously, the mammal models made out of model magic. And then so it was very integrating, and it was very fun to do. Yes.
So one of the things I really liked about it, I taught first grade. I taught kindergarten first and second. So you can see really how far that, and I can't move with some of these kids from last year. So and when you start the school year, we're just working on developing sentences. We've been working on our 6 traits of writing, so this really brought it all together to culminate our year, that they were taking just words, their notes, and making sentences, which then they made into paragraphs, keeping on topic, not jumping around. I mean, it's a lot when you think they're 7-8 years old. Working on conventions, uppercase and commas and periods and question marks, and a lot of excitement, a lot of exclamation points if you read any of these. Word choice and being organized. What I really loved is that it reached all developmental levels. We have kids that just span the spectrum. I brought some books just to show that we have books that are on like a 0.8 level all the way up to a 6.5. The books on Epic and the articles that they were reading, some of them actually read to them. They figured out how to listen, pause, take a note. Anyway, all of it culminated in some really wonderful, these are full of information, book reports, and then again, like you said, the posters. So, pretty exciting.
Do we have the map?
Oh, the map. Yes. I'm going to use Nick's map.
Okay. So, to start, kind of the first step in this process before we dug into, like, the actual mammals themselves and the specific habitats and diets and appearances and survival and whatnot. We started with Alaskan habitats. So we did the map after. We started by going to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game website. It has tons of free information on there. So last year's teachers just provided us with a link, and I had no clue what it was, but it is very information heavy, so it was a lot of just looking, kind of reading and hitting on important topics and points. But some of the habitats we worked through were the Arctic, which is also like the tundra, coastal temperate rainforest, which is around here, the boreal rainforest, marine and coastal areas, lakes and rivers, and then wetlands. And then so throughout the different mammals and dioramas and projects, we got to see a lot of different varied habitats. So rather than learning all about them as a group and just reading information and taking notes like that, they kind of became more experts on their own animals' habitat, and then they were able to learn more about their own and then learn about the others from their classmates. And then we moved on to like animal adaptation, so how they adapt to live in their specific environment and habitat. We looked at skulls, teeth, and jaws, so the different types of bones and teeth that make up different mammals, so like rodent. We saw that rodent skulls like raccoons and beavers and mice and all those little creatures, they all have very similar looking skulls, and like porcupines and beavers have very similar looking teeth, we found out, so it was very cool to explore that. So that was kind of the first process. We went from the habitats kind of into the animals, and then from there we chose the animals, and Michelle will talk about that.
I just want to say that there is just so much stuff in our storage room. We found boxes of all kinds of skulls that were probably there since the 70s, but you know, skulls aren't going to change that much, so they were all nicely preserved, and it was fun. Wasn't it fun to look at all the teeth and touch them? And yeah. Then we did all our, like we said, research, lots and lots of places they learned to go and navigate through on their iPads. I think we already talked about most of this. We have magazines, books, the ADF&G site, the Epic Reading. That's kind of a repetitive of what I already talked about. So.
And then so after we chose our mammals and did all our research, we took all of our notes and kind of gathered, and in my class specifically, it was kind of a mess. I learned a lot from this year and how it's going to be expedited and much more efficient next year. They all had Michelle, and this is, I think, the normal way to do it. She did all the pages. I kind of narrowed it down just because I didn't want to overwhelm myself or the class. We're kind of in unknown waters. So we focused on like the habitat, appearance, diet, and then fun facts, which is kind of the survival and those aspects. After we got all of our research together, I actually typed them all up, which I've learned I probably won't do that again. It takes a long time. So they wrote out all their, and they actually ended up writing everything twice, kind of. And I learned from that as well. They wrote their final drafts, handed it into me with their spelling corrected and their punctuation and their capital letters. And then I typed it all up, we glued it on there, and then we've been done for quite a while, so it's kind of in the back of my brain. We made the dioramas before we finished the posters. The dioramas were made at home, so I sent home the link to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game for parents and some other links, I think. For parents to go, and they kind of just had free range. They also had the habitat that their animal lived in, so they had a basis of where to start. But I didn't give too much instructions. I just said be creative and use stuff from outside. And we got some pretty cool dioramas, I'd say. And then the creatures themselves, the mammals, are made out of model magic, which is like a foamy clay kind of thing that we shaped, let harden, and then we painted.
Oh, so I did kind of skip where it said choose animals. That was very interesting when, wasn't it? Like, oh, everybody wants this, everybody wants that, and they're so excited. And do you want to tell them how excited you were about yours? Lauren? And you were very excited. You're like, sea otters! I love sea otters! I want to be the otters! Right? So we had a lot of kids really wanted to do the Arctic fox or the animals that we're not used to seeing. So we had to do some pulling of names and figure out who was going to do which animal. But they all ended up loving their animals. And I was just going to just quickly talk about that. It's now that I've done kindergarten first and second, and then I know that third does whales, that it kind of, you know, we start and it follows through. We start in kindergarten just with big animal classification, talking about the big dinosaurs. And then it moves into first grade, like insects and bears. And you're talking about the three bears. So you're studying, you know, all the first graders do reports on one bear, but there's just three. So then you get into where you have 18, and then everybody's doing something different. So they're growing, evolving, and they just did an amazing job. So I'm just really proud of all your guys' hard work. So we talked a lot, and I know you guys walked around and asked questions, but if you wanted to ask them any questions while they're on the radio, or is there any of you that want to say anything? Nick, you want to say something? Oh, I thought you had your hand up. Yes, you have a question? Oh. Oh. Okay.
Hey, Mike. So maybe I'll ask, what was the most fun? Was it the research? Was it doing the dioramas? Was it...
Do you like that the best?
Yeah.
Research.
Research.
Yeah.
And what was your animal?
Special.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You know what Lauren's was? What was yours next?
Sea otter.
And Nick, yours was
seal
and James.
Mountain goat.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Were any of you surprised by something that you learned about your animal? That you were like, whoa, I would have never thought.
I was surprised that purple sea urchins were their favorite fish.
James?
I was surprised that
fish. Well, hold on one second, James.
We're going to get a microphone to you so that the people on the radio, listening on the radio can hear
you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Good. I was surprised that male mountain goats were 280 pounds. Sears can stand out for a long time, and I also learned elephant sears can go to 4,000 pounds.
Oh, 4,000? That's huge.
A female elephant sears can go 1,000 and...
That's great.
Thank you.
That's a good fact, buddy.
Good recovery. Awesome. Fun facts.
Love it.
Anybody else want to share a fun fact about their animal?
Does Kennedy want to?
Kennedy or?
Ella?
Lauren? No? Okay.
Well, I'm very proud of you guys for coming.
Me too.
And we did a random drawing and asked their parents if they could come. And it was nice that you guys walked around and got to personally ask them questions. And thank you guys for coming and
thank you for
being willing to talk.
Go second graders.
Yeah. Hey.
Thank you very much, parents, too. I remember the diorama.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
It's a lot of hard work, and we appreciate you coming in.
Good job, Nick. Good job, James. Yeah. Super fun.
All right. We will move on. Oh, it might be hard to follow that up, Kimberly.
Yeah.
Do you have a diorama?
No.
Just all high schoolers? Comments, diorama?
Nothing too exciting this month.
Move on to the high school. Yeah. High school representative report. So, Kimberly, you can go ahead and take it away.
All right. PHS is preparing for the end of the year. So, ASB elections were held last week for next year's board. Students enrolled in the AP European History class took their final exam last week. So with that, they have the chance to earn college credit if they get a high enough score, which is pretty cool. And then 2 weeks ago, there was prom, and that had a great turnout. And then some students had the opportunity to compete in the state art competition, and then Britain took third in that. And then the high school plays today and yesterday, And then band students are preparing for a concert next week. And then baseball has games this weekend. And then track is preparing for regions in 2 weeks. So,
is baseball home this weekend again?
I think they might be in Sitka next week. I'm not sure, though.
So,
okay.
Who took went to state art? I'm sorry, I missed that.
I think it said Britain, and then it had a C. So, for the last name, I'm not quite sure.
Colson.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He had a piece of jewelry, didn't he? Britain, do you remember? Was it jewelry?
Yeah.
Third place.
Oh,
wow.
Jewelry. Yeah. Thanks.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I didn't know that they had it. That kind of went up to state level, so that's neat.
Yeah, that is cool.
Thank you. Any questions for Gibbon? Okay. Is this it, then?
I think so, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Did you run for ASB?
Not this year, no.
Oh, this is really lit, then. I thought maybe we might get you next year, too.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we have enjoyed having you on the board with your feedback and input, and we appreciate having you on it.
Thank you.
It's been a great experience for me.
Yeah. Certainly hung it through a very difficult time, so way to get through that.
Yeah, that's something for the resume.
Yeah, right? Survived COVID while on a board.
All right, moving on. Correspondence, any, Mara? No? Okay, we'll move on to our special recognition. It was Teacher and Staff Appreciation Week just last week, May 7th, or 2nd through the 6th. And in a year filled with more unexpected twists and turns, we cannot adequately express our gratitude to our teachers and staff. Thank you, and also our administrative staff. Thank you for devoting yourselves to the well-being and continued progress for all Petersburg students. Thank you for your tireless work to provide a safe, positive learning environment during a time of incredible stress and division. We hope you took some time last week to gather together during your building staff appreciation activities and recognize each other's incredible efforts and perseverance, and we are proud of the work that you do for the Petersburg School District, and thank you very much. Yes. And that goes especially from the board, too. But we'd also like to recognize Mr. Dormer, 13 years of dedicated service to the school district and the community, and thank you for your leadership, your support, and commitment to student success. And we wish you all the best in your next hop down the south. Not south, but down the narrows. All right, comments from the audience unrelated to the agenda? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to comments for the audience related to agenda items. I think it's just the usual crew here. Comments from board members? Okay, we'll move on then to the consent agenda. I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda for May 10th.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded by Carrie. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none. Mara, could you please call the roll?
Kinley Lister?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Meg Lister?
Yes.
Katie Holmland?
Yes.
Carrie Case?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 4-0. Next, we'll move on to administrative reports, and we'll start with the superintendent report. Superintendent Kumpainer.
Okay, well, yes, to recognize all of our incredible staff for all of the work this year and every year. It has been quite a ride, and we have a pretty amazing group of people who work so hard and so well together, so just really want to recognize their efforts, and yes, of course, my partner in crime over here, Mr. Dormer. And his work as he flies the coop and runs away from us and has one more team, maybe.
Short distance.
We know. But thank you so much for your years of service. We are moving through a rather streamlined process for finding someone to try to be a replacement for Mr. Dormer, which has been a kind of whirlwind process. It is a very interesting landscape for hiring right now, as I think Mr. Dormer found himself, and it's just a really quite a whirlwind out there in what an employment time. So we had a fairly streamlined, shorter process than we normally do. We did have several very qualified applicants. We felt very good about the hiring committee did, and we were able to come to a recommendation last week and offer the position in a pretty timely manner, pretty short time frame. And we did give you guys a little overview about Mr. Ambler, Ambler Moss is his name. I keep calling him Mr. Ambler. Ambler Moss is his name, and he and his wife are joining us this week in Petersburg. They will be around the school this week. We have some activities planned with ASB and just opportunities for him to be available for people on staff and students to meet, and then we will have a community meet and greet on Friday night from 5 to 6 here in the high school library, and we'll get some information out about that specifically, and also just more about him and his background. He comes to us with a lot of experience, over 25 years in education. He's a very accomplished in bilingual education. He's taught in the U.S. and he's taught overseas, so he's had a variety of experiences that allow him to move into different sorts of cultures, and I think he brings a great amount of energy and enthusiasm to the job, so we look forward to having him check out the building, meet our staff and our students and our community. So hopefully everybody will be able to have a chance to meet him, and then if not, he'll be here in beginning of August officially. So if people are following the legislative session, it is just continuing to move along, and every day I'm getting a text or two about offering testimony, and just had a couple more today about Senate Bill 111, which is the READS Act, and again at 1:30 talking about school bond debt reimbursement. So things continue to move and be passed back and forth. Some are moving through finance and then back, and rules and amendments and all those different kinds of things. So there's really nothing new to add. I've kind of given overviews of the different legislative bills that are pretty important to us in education. The ones I just mentioned, of course, the BSA and the inflation proofing for 272 and 273, continuing to move, and also just really looking at the defined benefit retirement option, which is making some headway that I don't think they thought was going to happen as quickly as, I mean, move as much as it has, and because it's not just education that's dealing with the retirement concerns and the recruitment and retention issues. Mm-hmm. It's all state agencies, really. It's all agencies, but for us in Alaska, it's dealing with the state, so it's gotten a lot more traction than I think they thought it would get. So I do think that will at least move through somewhat this year, and people are feeling pretty hopeful about school bond debt as well, and potentially BSA, or at least one-time payments outside of the BSA. Those are both options on the table.
Again.
Yeah, again, exactly. So I think we're in about day 110 of the 120 days.
Supposed day. To be done by the
18th. Yep, supposed to be done by the 18th, which I
do. A lot of work now between now and the 18th.
But I guess we'll see. We are narrowing down our roof repair with our insurance company. That has been quite a process, but I do think we're down to the last one. We have another meeting tomorrow morning with them, and then Aaron Buller, our maintenance director, is attending a workshop training in Anchorage this week. He actually leaves tomorrow, and he'll be meeting again with the newly hired representative at CERC, who has helped us with our capital improvement project work. So we will be working through the grant process again there moving forward. So we're excited that CERC has hired somebody to replace and fill the large shoes that Don Hiley left. Later in the agenda, we'll talk about negotiations. We did complete negotiations with our classified union this spring, just a few weeks ago. That was with Sarah and Carrie and I and Kevin Morrison. That went very well, and I think we're pleased with the outcome. I think the classified union is pleased as well, so we'll give you the details later. And busy with map testing. So we finished the summative map testing, and we're moving into our regular district map testing, and we're seeing some great growth. Actually, I think people are very pleased at looking from the beginning of the year to the end, so we'll have some more information about that in June for you, but lots of very happy teachers and students is what I'm hearing from kids. So I think that's it for me.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for Dr. Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to the elementary report. Principal Kahn.
All right. Just a little highlight. I think you got the Bard report right up there. A few acknowledgments. Thank you for staff appreciation. It was wonderful, and it was yummy. I mean, thank you. And thank you to all the parents out there. They just kept coming through the doors. Even our old colleagues, our retired Mr. Dan Sullivan, if he's out there and listening, just kept coming through the door. And I think everybody felt very loved on that day, or on that we whole entire week. We also, today was our Stikine River trip, and everybody made it back, and they're here, and they left super early, and it, Wrangell didn't join us this year, so it took quite the collaboration to get it going, and at the last minute, I had to pull out and dismiss myself, and then Dave Owens really stepped up. We looked around and realized nobody had been up the river on this adventure except for Greg Kowalski and Dave Owens. So we took it, and they ran with it, and they had a wonderful time, and it wasn't as nasty as the weather had thought it was going to be. It turned out to be quite adventurous and a lot of firsts, and I hear a lot of hooligans were eaten, and there was a lot of good projectiles all over the beach shores from those. Hooligans. Yeah, I bet. I'm sure there's pictures to come soon. We are moving in fast and furious for the last couple weeks. We have fifth grade move-up day that's happening next week. We have fifth grade graduation. We are looking at sea weeks that are starting next week. We are going into the end of the year picnics, and I believe there is a fifth grade Petersburg Creek day trip as well. So lots of things. We have an artist in residence, and she's here, and she's rolling through the grade levels, taking them outside even in this weather. She found some waterproof paper, and she was off and onward and upward, and everybody was excited, and she's hosting an after-school club this week. So that is about it, besides the map growth. That is pretty exciting. And we're getting through this week, but we have a lot of makeups to do and a lot of retesting just to make sure that students are where they really, truly, we think they are. Because when you stand up and sit down and then go under your chair and under the desk, we kind of sometimes want to retest those kids that are doing those activities. So anyways, do you have any questions?
Good evening. What to say? Yeah, I also started my report. Just a successful staff appreciation week, and we are really thankful. Obviously, not just for teaching staff, which is just exemplary and amazing and skilled and hardworking, but just the many hours our certainly our instructional aides do, our office staff. I mean, you guys know the show. Our maintenance staff, our kitchen staff. I mean, it is it's challenging, and we know schedules have been changing and moving around, and staff are, as we're seeing even right now, you know, we're down just a couple staff members, because everyone else just kind of makes it happen, which is pretty miraculous. So it was an awesome week. I hope that they can feel the love, because I could feel the love because I ate a lot also, right? Scott, it was, did you say yummy? Was that an elementary
yummy
word? Yummy. It's a very elementary word, but it was yummy, tasty. Yummy. So, and thank you for the breakfast, of course, school board. It was awesome. I'm not going to talk too much because of Mr. Cabral's, but May is the busiest month of the year, kind of all around things. So academically, we have the final MAP testing round, which again, we won't do next year, but we have that fourth round. It's happened in May. We have AP exams, which we just had the third and final one today. If we had, we're offering AP Bio, that would have been tomorrow to make it 4 days in a row, but we're not this year. It's every other year. So we've had those AP exams. Thanks to Ms. Turner for putting in a lot of extra time to go do the testing at Holy Cross House, I believe, at most of those places, maybe all of them. We have a welding instructor coming to town here to certify some kids, which is a really cool thing, and we love that. Thanks to Mr. Owens for setting that up, so some kids will have a certificate that shows that they are an accomplished welder. And it's a tough exam, which I think is pretty cool. I love that our kids are up to this college-level top exam. So that's coming up. Students are finishing up. Obviously, second semester, so we got grades coming up. That's early for seniors. Many senior events, of course, and keep checking that calendar. And again, board, you were invited to all of them. I know we were seniors once and are not anymore, and I'm not making a senior citizen joke about anybody, but our seniors are great things, and you've known them for a lot of years, so feel free to stop in and celebrate. All those things come up, from the picnic to the baccalaureate, a really fun one. If you're picking and choosing, is Ms. Conn and I worked together to do that Tuesday of baccalaureate. I remember the date. It's like a 22 or a 23 or something that we'll do the walkthrough, and they get a walk through the elementary school with their cap and gown. It's the first time they wear the cap and gown, and then they walk through the middle school, and it's a pretty cool time for them to all get together. Yes.
I'm pretty excited.
I do. I love it. Yeah. I mean, you've got one of your kids walking through, which is very exciting, too. Yeah. So kind of the pomp and circumstance before we actually play Pomp and Circumstance, which is on May 31st. So lots of stuff going on. And then this guy's going to talk about baseball and track going on, both in the high school, middle school, first-time track meet at home this weekend. I mean, it's just high school play going on right now. And then, of course, this Thursday, middle school concert, and then high school concert next week, coming up fast. So much to do, so many things our kids are doing, but it's excellent. So it's exciting to get involved. And if you have any questions, just call any of us people, and we'll let you know and get you a ticket or whatever it takes.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Any questions?
A couple more things, but that's okay.
Oh, sorry. Cut you off. Sorry, Mr. Irwin.
As I told a couple of you, I'm this week, and I'm done tomorrow. I've been a remote reviewer for the Wrangell accreditation team, so that's been fun to do. I haven't done it in a while. This is my fourth accreditation. We are up for accreditation next year. I've been taking notes. I did find out that the standards are changing, but I think they're getting fewer on July 1st, so we'll have to watch for that and kind of grab the things from Cobham, but I'll keep talking with the superintendent and get that laid out. And so that's been going on. So it's part of what we do just in Southeast to help each other out and be a reviewer for this, but also I want to make sure that we have as much information we can going into this next year for the high school. So pretty cool. And then just a reminder, finals week. We are doing an official finals week the last week of school, May 31st, June 1st, and June 2nd in the high school. Middle school will be doing a lot of project-based things, and that's when the balloons are released and all that. That last Thursday of the school year is a shorter day, both in the high school and the middle school, but it is also the day of the middle school awards assembly that was in the bulletin. But that's also open to parents to come in and get those last four quarter awards. Friday morning is the last day for seniors and their senior picnic, and we'll do our traditional move-up assembly then. And we gave out kind of some senior teacher award, which was kind of a fun thing. So, of course, we want to celebrate the amazing things our kids are doing. And the last day of students is June 2nd, and then we are saying farewell. Okay, now any questions for me? No, I did kind of. I used my voice. I dropped down in that tone, which meant this is the end of the report. It's just because I'm.
All right, now we'll move on to Director of Activities, Mr. Cabral.
Make sure you have pen, paper, pencil, lots of info. But first, she wasn't able to attend in person, but I got to give a huge thank you to Karen, if you do, you have no idea. Karen has served on our Region 5 Board of Directors for Athletic Directors in the Southeast for quite some time, and she has got us back up to where we are operational and survived COVID as so far. And we were still able to do quite a bit of activities compared to the rest of the state and the nation. But with her guidance, our region is in good health. So you get your present later with the rest of the board. You can't have it right now. But big shout out to Karen, big shoes to fill. A lot of changes on our board coming, but thank you, Karen, for all the time and effort you have put in. It is a lot. So she's done not only stuff for Petersburg, but kids for the whole entire region. And so the board will miss her dearly. Yes. Her, Troy, everyone else leaving us. So many new ADs. It'll be interesting. Esports, their season has completed. The Petersburg Solstice team, congratulations to Mr. Painter and the team there. One rule that is looking to get adopted, which has some very good traction, is that the state will allow eighth graders to participate in esports, trying to get them a little bit more involved. So that is something that we are looking into, and Mr. Painter and I will meet with the eighth graders here soon just to talk about League of Legends and things, other games coming on. They would be integrated with the high school kids. Yep. Yep. So that is one thing that we are looking into. And now that I'm on the ASA State Board, that's one of the things we'll be touching base on. So pretty awesome there for them. PHS Track and Baseball continue with their seasons. Track Regions coming up May 19th through 22nd. As always, they miss Mayfest if you are a trackster. And so they will be at the region tournament for the first time ever in Ketchikan. We'll be hosting the track meet this year. And then on that same weekend, we have high school baseball at home with Juno Douglas. Game times is on Thursday at 4:30. This is next week, Thursday, during Mayfest. So if you're bored at Mayfest, come watch baseball. Friday is at 1:45 and 4:45. And senior parent and senior recognition is at the end of the games on Friday. We have two seniors to recognize there. And then we will do a JV game Saturday morning before they jump on the morning jet to head back to Juneau. For our track team, we are going to try something new as well. Love trying new stuff. Great idea by the ASB and trying to find ways to recognize our track kids because we do not have a home track. So we're going to honor our seniors at a pep rally next week, Wednesday, where we're going to invite their parents in as well. That way we recognize our senior track kids because they never get a home event because we don't have a track here. So that is what we are going to do. That is breaking news, but some of us knew already that was happening. Middle school track. We are one of three schools in all of Southeast that has a track team. There was no track meet held or big meet held this year. So we are going to attempt the first ever middle school track meet at the pit this Saturday. And we have 15 events that we're going to do. We're going to have to chalk lines on the rocks. Looking for volunteers, all parents of track people got an email today with kind of our event schedule of what we're going to do. We're high jumping them. We're triple jumping them. We're doing them all. Except we're not going to really do a 3,200, and we're modifying some things because we have a 246.75 yard track. That's not exact, but that's about right. So we are going to attempt to do one in-house with our kids and see how they do, and we're going to do baton passing and relays and all that jazz and have a blast. Shot put, discus, the whole work. So we are starting at about 9 a.m. on Saturday. We could go till 9 at night, but maybe not. Hopefully 3 o'clock. So if you're bored and want to come hold a timer or be a judge or whatever, come on down. It'll be a blast. We're going to give it a shot. Our high school theater, if you didn't get to watch the play, they are going right now, but don't leave yet. But they did amazing. And talking with Miss Fry, the kids did a great job. And those of you that attended last night, I hope you enjoyed your time. It was good. It was really good. Yes, like Kinley said, PHS art for our state competition, Britton Colson. Third place in jewelry and metalsmithing was the category that he did. So third place. Congratulations to Britton. Reminders for parents, and we're going to start now with high school and middle school, especially fifth graders. Start to get your physicals now for activities next fall. We still will be using the Planet HS system for middle school and high school. And in your board packet is all of the start dates for the fall. We are almost there. July's around the corner. And then we are going to go back to having our in-person parent meetings where we used to bring them in. I used to do 4 a year where they come in and we knock out all the paperwork there. There's also going to be prizes if you attend those. And you only have to attend one a year. But there will be prizes for families if you attend and have random stuff in your purse or your bag. So it's a new thing I stole from some other AD to get people there. So we're going to see how it works. Gift cards, Amazon gift cards, all sorts of good prizes if you show up. Viking gear, I can give Viking gear if you show up. So if you show up and answer the questions that we have at those parent meetings, it'll be a blast. So questions? None? Awesome.
So when the students ready. When they schedule it, at the clinic?
At the clinic that they're getting a sports physical for school sports. Yep. And they are good for 18 months. This year, they were good for 24.
Oh.
This year, they were good for 24 months due to COVID and some of the communities not being able to get a PA in or a doctor into those communities. But we're going back to 18-month expiration time starting next year from whatever their date was from their physical. So 18 months. And if you forgot your password on Planet HS, call me. I can reset it for you because that seems to be a commonality. Always fun.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Any other questions?
Questions.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you. Director of Facility, I don't think. Is everyone here? I didn't see him.
No, he provided a pretty detailed report
he
for
did.
You guys.
Yeah. Okay. So hopefully people have had a chance to read that. If they have any questions, you can talk to Erica or Aaron.
Yeah.
Next, we'll move on. Number 14 to school board committee reports. Meg, anything for crisis?
No, we have not met that I'm aware of.
Okay.
No.
Katie, curriculum, you guys kind of wrapped that up recently with our adoption. Okay. Jay's not here for facilities, but I'm sure he's... if you guys have a meeting. We're done with negotiations. Policy, Carrie, I think you guys have done a bunch.
We've done a bunch. Another Wednesday. Yeah, probably. I think another meeting probably.
Mm-hmm.
a handful already on the agenda too.
Yeah.
Okay. And Jay's not here for technology and wellness, Katie.
Not yet. New.
Okay. All right. We'll move on now to number 15, old business, 15.1, which is our board policy 5040 and our associated regulation 5040 wellness policy. This is our second and final reading. I'm going to recess to have a public hearing regarding board policy 5040 and any updates prior to our session. So I'll recess to a public hearing. Does anybody want to say anything about the particular policy? Hearing none, we'll go ahead and come back from our public hearing. I will make a motion to approve board policy 5040 and AR 5040 in its second and final reading. Could I have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded by Carrie. The only question I had, now it's probably going to be amendment, is on page, I didn't catch this last week or last meeting, but it's, and so maybe we don't even have to do anything, but under the AR, it just says 12 a.m. on page.
Oh, it's on the AR?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can make that
okay,
adjustment.
It's page 10. It just kind of threw me because it said served from 12 a.m. before the start of school of the school day.
Actually, that is accurate.
True. It's from midnight forward.
It's a USDA
regulation. Oh,
really?
Okay.
Yeah, so
I was
actually
like,
it is
that's
accurate.
Puzzling. I guess if they did breakfast at 12:30 in the morning somewhere? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that was my question.
Yep. So it is right.
When I went and reread it again to make sure I was, I don't know, I didn't catch it last time. So
yeah.
Okay, well then we don't have to do anything with that. All right.
Yeah.
Any other discussion or comments? Okay. Hearing none, motion's been made and seconded to adopt the changes to and approve board policy 5040. Mara, can you please call the roll?
Yes. Meg Litzer?
Yes.
Katie Holmland?
Yes.
Carrie Case?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes. Motion passes 4-0. Next, we'll move on to number 16, new business. 16.1, which is the Indiana Education Grant. We also will have a public hearing there. I'll make a motion. Ooh, do we have to? Sorry. Forgot this one has a public hearing. The public will have a chance to comment on the Indian Education Grant. It will then be presented for approval. So first we'll start with our public hearing. Just for those that are listening and anybody here, is the Indian Education allocation is $31,561 to the district. This money is used to fund a small portion of the Indian Education Coordinator, Jamie Cabral, as well as the Native Youth Olympics program for middle and high school students. There is also a small travel budget to support the cultural trip to Mount Edgecombe for the Elizabeth Paradovich celebration. So I will recess for public hearing on the Indian Education Grant. Sure. Yeah, if you want to, Jamie, it might, just something more than what I've said. Help.
What we've done in the past is just kind of teamed up. When we first started this whole piece with our Native American, Native Alaskan students was just to get them back into their cultural piece and get some education, as well as talk about what they're going to do post-secondary. And we did a lot teaming up with Mount Edgecombe on their Celebration of Cultures Week. So we make them tired on the trip just so that they learn a lot more about their culture and a little bit more pride in themselves from where they come from. So it's been really, really good. We've even flowed into NYOs, and that is starting to take off. So that's something we're just going to keep on continuing to do. So, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Questions?
Any questions or other comments from the public hearing? Okay. I'll close public hearing. Okay, now I'll make a motion to accept the Indian Education Grant as presented. Could I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded by Katie. Any further discussion? I just have been impressed on how much this has grown, just being aware of it. I wasn't really aware of it until I was on the board, to be honest. And I've just been impressed at the, how the money has been utilized in order to promote the cultural, not only cultural awareness for the rest of us that maybe aren't Native Americans or Native Alaskans, but also to hopefully support those that are. So, okay. Any other comments or questions? Okay, motion's been made and seconded by Katie to accept the Indian Education Grant. Mara, could you please call the roll?
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Carrie Case?
Yes.
Katie Holmland?
Yes.
Meg Blitzer?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 4-0. Next, we'll move on to quite a few board policies, but 16.2, which is our policy changes in their first reading. I'll make a motion to approve the policy updates in the first reading. It includes board policy 3000, which is concept and roles, board policy 3200, revenue, 3260, material fees, 3270, sales and disposal of books, equipment, and supplies, policy 3280, sale or lease of school facilities or real property, 3290, gifts, grants, and bequests, 3300, expenditures and expending authority, 3315, relation with vendors, 3400, management of district assets and accounts, and 3440, inventories. Could I have a second?
I'll second it.
Motion has been made and seconded by Carrie. Any discussion?
There is a short description page if people right. on the website want to know what the updates are.
Yeah, it's a little easier to track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most of it seems pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. I want to think, what was the one I was thinking? Oh, I just thought, for those out there that have considered, oh, no, that's a later one, isn't it? The substitute rate. That's in a different one later.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's further down. Sorry. Yeah, so most of this was just clerical, but whoever did that synopsis, was that you, Mara? That was very helpful. Thank you. I think helpful for anybody that doesn't want to have to sit and read all of them. But, okay, motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion or comments? Okay, hearing none. Mara, could you please call the roll?
Carrie Case.
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren.
Yes.
Meg Lister.
Yes.
Katie Holmland.
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 4-0. Next, we have 16.3, our PDSP negotiation agreement. So myself and Member Case, along with the superintendent, negotiated and presented the agreement with the Petersburg School District support personnel. And some highlighted changes include wage increase for the 2023 year of a $2 increase on the base, in 2024 a 2% increase, and in 2025 a 1% increase. I opened the salary schedule to include step 1 and 2 instead of just a 0 to 2, and 2 additional paid days over winter break for employees working 10 months or less. It also broadened the use of some leave categories. So I will make a motion to approve the 2022 to 2025 PDSP collective bargaining agreement with tentatively agreed changes. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded by Katie. Any discussion? I'll say it was a pleasure working with the team from the classified staff, and I thought it went well. And not all negotiations can be harder and tougher, but it was a real pleasure to work with the group. So, any other comments or questions? Okay, hearing none. Mara, could you please call the roll?
Yes. Katie Holmland?
Yes.
Meg Litzer?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Carrie Case?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 4-0. Next, we'll move on to 16.4, which is our new hire for the middle school high school principal, Ambler Moss. I'll make a motion to approve the contract for the secondary school principal, Ambler Moss, for the 2022-23 school year. Could I have a second?
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded by Carrie. Any further discussion, Erica?
No, I think I gave a little overview. I guess just for people listening, like I said, we'll get a little bit more information out about the schedule. But for community and family to just know, you can have an opportunity to meet him on Friday. Mm-hmm. He's just a really interesting person who's going to bring, I think, a lot of energy and enthusiasm to our district. So I think it will be he's coming into some big shoes, but I think it's going to be a good fit for Petersburg. So,
good.
Yeah.
Well, and then for those that are listening, just to know that principal contracts are only for a year, so even if you want to try and offer something different, it's statutory, mm-hmm. as I recall.
Yep, it's
yeah.
a year.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yep.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Mara, could you please call the roll?
Yes. Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Carrie Case?
Yes.
Katie Holmland?
Yes.
Meg Litzer?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 4-0. Next, we'll move on to the budget revision, 16.5. Director of Finance Karen Morrison will give us a brief. I don't think it's much.
It's not much.
So, first, I'll make a motion to approve the revisions for fiscal year 2020 spring revision as once it's presented, I guess. That's part of the discussion. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded by Carrie. Go ahead and take it away, Karen.
So I'm going to give a very high-level overview because the changes in both the revenue and the expenditure are so minimal. And then after I give a little overview, I'm going to present some of the challenges that we've had with creating the fiscal 23 budget. This is just for information. We just wanted you guys to be aware of some of the things that we are addressing. So our overall changes in revenue is an increase of $14,700. And I promise I did not nickel and dime this budget, but I did want to address the fact that we did receive additional local funds of $4,000. We received an APEI safety grant. And then also we've really heavily utilized our P card and we get a rebate for using that. So we wanted to recognize that additional revenue. So that's a total increase of $4,000 in our local revenue. We also received some student activity fees this year. It's not a lot. It was $2,000, but that was for gate receipts for basketball games and also for the Alaska Nets. And then an increase to our student fees of about $8,000 for student activities. We always are conservative when we budget those, and so it's nice to come in at the end of the year and see that our revenues will be up a little bit. So that increase of $14,700 is an overall increase to our proposed revenue of $8,470,000. And this will be on the school website for people to look at, but again, it's really a housekeeping budget. Some of our changes to our expenditures, we have an overall decrease of $22,936. And again, I didn't nickel and dime it. I'm just presenting the bigger changes that we saw. There's a decrease in our regular instruction of $151,944. Erica and I decided that we were going to move two of our elementary school teaching positions to the ARP CARES Act because they were actually additional hires. So we felt that it addresses the learning loss and it was appropriate to put that into the CARES Act. So that $151,000 includes salaries and benefits. And then we've had an increase to our district administration of $10,000. That's for increased legal services. We have a small decrease in district administration support services. That's actually our finance budget. That's my budget. And we are getting additional funds for our indirect rate. And our indirect rate is funds that we receive for our grant compliance and financial reporting. So we're getting a little bit more in that. And so that reduces that budget. It negates it. So a decrease of $13,692. And then the big increase that we're seeing in this budget is an increase of $132,700. And that's for the cost of utilities, primarily our electricity, and as everybody's probably well aware, our heating fuel. So I'm proposing to increase electricity by $60,000 and increasing our heating fuel by $75,000. So our overall expenditures will decrease by $22,936, and our overall expenditures are $9,036,444. Our ending fund balance increases just a slight bit, and we would end the year with $1,060,614, which is 11.7% of our fund balance. Historically, and it will come back in fiscal 24, I believe it is, or 25, we are restricted and we can only carry forward 10% of our fund balance. So as much as we can carry forward from now until then is to our district's benefit. So that's the overall budget revision. Again, it's really just housekeeping, but because we are changing our increase in allocations to electricity and heating fuel, I felt it important to address it and do it. We're still seeing it.
And because of the increase in oil prices.
Another 10 cents per gallon this week. Increase. We started the year at about $2.17 per gallon, and we are now at $4.37 per gallon.
And I'm going to talk about that a little bit. Is it okay if I move
on? Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Okay. So some of the challenges that we are facing as a district are with creating next year's budget. Our student numbers are declining. So last year when I presented the initial budget, we had presented that budget at 415. So ADM, or average daily membership, that's our student count. We actually came in at 425. At 425, that's the magic number at the state level where you're funded as three schools. Mm-hmm. So when you fall below that number, you see a fairly large reduction in your foundation funding, which is 82% of our overall budget. And it's just a random number that the state has in this, I would say, outdated foundation funding formula. So next year, we are projecting between 405 to 420 students. I'm currently building the budget at 412 students, and it's a reduction of $386,000. The way it works is when you fall into the two school, you only get to run it through the formula twice. So it's almost like we have a K through 6 school and a 7 through 12. So we lose that third fraction of funding. So we do fall into hold harmless. So we've been in hold harmless for 2 years. So we started in fiscal 21 and we currently are in hold harmless. Next year, at 412 students, we actually restart the process of hold harmless. And the way that the state looks at it is they're looking at a school size adjustment. So it's not based on the actual numbers of kids in the school. And again, this is a very complicated formula. And I wish I could easily explain it, but there's no easy way to explain it. But basically, the hold harmless provision, what it does is it provides a small financial buffer from going from three schools to two schools. Again, $386,000, though, is what we're looking at. Erica, do you have anything you want to add about hold harmless? I don't want to confuse it too much.
No, I think like we were talking about it, it is such a convoluted formula. So I think it's important just to think about it just like you did, which is it runs through the two times. That just helps explain what's the K-6 and 7-12, what does that actually mean about the two and three schools. So I think that's good.
I guess for anybody listening, it doesn't mean we're going to shutter necessarily a building. It's just what we get from the state reflective in as if we had two schools versus three.
It's just a financial calculation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to share it with anybody if they're interested. I spent a lot of time on this. Some other unknown things that Erica kind of addressed is the status of the state's operating budget. So there's a couple of different bills, which Erica had briefly talked on a couple of them. So the operating budget is House Bill 281. It has been adopted by Senate Finance. This bill includes full funding of the BSA, as it currently stands, and it also would fully fund pupil transportation, which would be very helpful for us. And that would be through fiscal year 24. It also includes a $60 million one-time funds that are outside of the BSA. Of course, as finance people in the state of Alaska, we want to see it put into the BSA because then it's in statute, but we will certainly gladly accept the $60 million outside. The one of the other bills is House Bill 272, which is an increase to the BSA for 2 years. And so currently the BSA has been flat since 2017. These would be small little incremental increases for fiscal 23 and 24. And then another bill that's currently out there is House Bill 273, which would actually automatically adjust the BSA for inflation. I, of course, like this bill, but I don't know how realistic it is for it to pass. So these are unknowns. We really have no idea when we're going to know what our funding is going to look like. So that's always a challenge every year when we're trying to create a budget, and even more so for this year because of these other factors that are going on with the student declining enrollment and some other things that we're dealing with is the steep rise in heating fuel costs. We're currently 47% up in our actual costs from last school year. So to kind of put that into perspective, last school year, for the whole school year, we spent $168,000 on heating fuel. This year, just through April, we're at 248,000. Wow. So it's a huge increase in our heating fuel. I'm hopeful, I'm optimistic that maybe the state will help out with, because we're not the only district dealing with this, that the state would help out with some funding for that. But again, until we actually have something that's a definite, we're dealing with a lot of unknowns. Mm-hmm. We're also up in our electrical costs. We're up 8% through April 2022. So again, perspective, last year for the whole school year, we spent $130,000 on our electricity. And this year, just through April, we have spent $141,000. Just to, again, put it into perspective. These are fixed costs. We don't have any control over them. You know, it reduces, unfortunately, opportunities for professional development, teaching supplies. It definitely goes into our fund balance as well. So that's kind of just a summary. Erica, do you have anything you want to add on that?
No, I think we were just wanting to address the fixed cost piece, and then also just to, you know, it's not a simple thing, but it's also, you know, eventually where you have to go after you go through professional development and supplies is people. So we don't want to get into that sort of situation, but, you know, and we've given contracts out and all those kinds of things. We're not, you know, nobody's losing a job, you know, as far as that goes. But we don't know exactly what might happen here in the next few weeks as far as potentially even moving people around or what that might look like. We still have a couple of positions that are open, and we're going to have to look at that. So we don't love where it's at, but we're also holding out some hope that, you know, some of these other pieces are going to come into play. But we need to be smart about looking at not just this next year, but, you know, the next 2 to 3 to 4 to mm-hmm. 5 years. We have to be just aware of that. So, yeah.
Yep. And we did ask the borough for $2 million this year, which will help buffer some of this. But again, these are Band-Aids that we're just putting on for now. There's just so many unknowns. And then we are leveraging our grants as well. So we're working really hard. And that's also a challenge because they're giving us allocations from a year ago, but we always see an increase to those allocations. So we're planning as best as we can, because I need to present an operating budget to you next month. And, you know, so we're trying to anticipate what's realistic. And then, of course, I always hope that it comes out better than what we originally planned for. So, yeah. So any questions on either fiscal 22 or fiscal 23 budget considerations?
Anybody else? Okay, thank you very much. Okay. Motion's been made and seconded to approve this year's fiscal year 2022 spring budget revision as presented. Mara, could you please call the roll?
Meg Litzer?
Yes.
Katie Holmland?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Carrie Case?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 4-0. Next, we'll move on to 16.6, which is our new substitute rate. I'll make a motion to approve the new substitute rate effective July 1st, 2022. Could I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded. I think for those listening, I think we talked a little bit about it on the air this afternoon for Campus Connections, but we're proposing to increase not only just the standard sub rate, but also certified, as well as retirees of the district. So, mm-hmm. So if you're, go ahead, Erica, if you want to.
Yeah, having some acknowledgement of that. As we did discuss this a little bit earlier, and even just tonight, but, you know, the hiring situation, as we've described, is quite challenging. Many people are dealing with it in areas outside of education. So it's not new. If you're watching the news anywhere, you're seeing it all over the place. So we're no exception. Our own borough has, you know, a couple pages full of job openings right now. So substitutes and finding substitutes has been exceptionally challenging this year. We have had a couple of times where we've had to do a closure just due to that, even with as many people as we have that are pulling and shifting and being flexible, and Heather coming in and Rick coming in and me coming in and Jamie coming, people covering all over the place. But eventually there's only so much you can do and so many holes that you can plug. We're hoping that this might be, you know, at least acknowledge the time that, you know, people do give to us. And we know that, we definitely know that our classified substitute rate needed to increase. So it is increased to $15 per hour for our classified subs. That's for parapro, custodian, food service, office staff. if you have a bachelor's degree and you kind of come in and get a little bit of training with us about becoming a non-certified teacher sub, that rate is $125 per day now. Moving the certified right now, if you have a certificate and you want to be a certified teacher sub, that is increasing to $150 per day. And if you are a retired teacher from Petersburg School District, we want to recognize the extensive knowledge that they bring to our school. When they come in, they just step in and teach, so it makes a huge difference. And we are going to be offering them $175 a day. And then we do have rates that this is not new, but it's just something we put on here. If people are doing a long-term sub that's over like 20 days for consecutive days of subbing, we actually negotiate a daily rate based on, you know, where they were as a step when they retired from us. So we work mm-hmm. on a daily rate for them, which we think is fair. Mm-hmm. So have time to do it.
Okay. Any questions? Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve the new substitution rates effective July 1st, 2022. Mara, please call the roll.
Katie Holmlund?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgreen?
Yes.
Carrie Case?
Yes.
Meg Lister?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 4-0. Next, we move on to 16.7, which is just informational. It's about graduation and our role for graduation. And I guess, go ahead, what our plans are for this year, since we'll be in the gym again this year?
Be in the gym again this year, and we will have more, a larger group of people that will be available this year. I think last year it was just Sarah and I and Mr. Dormer, and we had a smaller group of people in there. So I think, you know, we're planning for, it's going to look like a pretty regular graduation this year. So this would be Carrie's first opportunity to be part of that. But we do have the board sit down on the floor, come in and walk in with the staff and our teaching staff, K-12. We started doing that a few years ago, having our whole staff come in and sit down on the floor. And May 31st, we do a practice. At 3.
It's actually 2 this year.
2 this year, so that's Sarah.
Okay.
2:00.
And then show up around 6:40, I think, is the official time.
Yep, that's right. It starts at 7. I think we asked people to come at 6:40 and be in the kind of the community gym at that side entrance, that lobby. And is that it?
Don't put anything inappropriate on your cap.
Try to refrain.
Mask
for sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Otherwise,
yeah.
I think that's it.
Okay.
The plan.
Great. Thank you. Hey, 17. Any additional comments from board members? Okay. 18. Upcoming dates and media announcements. We just talked about graduation, which is May 31st. We have a great. On the website, a nice calendar under our academic as well as activities calendar. You can view that online on the school's website. So we encourage you to utilize that for the most up-to-date information. But lots going on, as we've heard from both principals and the activities director this month. So that might be the best way to keep track of everything is check out the school's website. Any future agenda items? I guess we just have Karen left. Our budget, hopefully.
Yep, another budget. Maybe a few more policies.
Yeah, but we'll have all the policies that we read in first reading will be on open for a public hearing and then potentially voting for approving it in their second reading. Mm-hmm. Anything else we can think of?
We might have a map data update in June for you
okay.
from this spring, which would be nice.
Is maybe handbooks, is that usually August? Just because
June
could be
is
some...
always the goal, but we okay. may have some changes. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe we can be ready by June. I think we tried to have them in June this last year, didn't we?
Yeah.
We'll shoot for June.
Yeah. If they're.
It'll probably just be a little incomplete, but yeah.
They can be August too. I just thought,
well,
you know,
I don't know
how much changes would go into them from one year to the next.
The hiring.
Yeah. That's true.
We have
who you list.
A month.
There you go.
See, that's what we move. Streamline.
Okay.
Good
anything
reminder.
Else? Okay. If any of the board members think of something, let me know. Any other new business? Okay. Hearing none, I'll make a motion to adjourn. Have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded by Carrie. Mara, can you call the roll?
Sure. Katie Holmland.
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren.
Yes.
Carrie Case.
Yes.
Meg Litzer.
Yes.
Thank you and good night.